Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 16th, 2024, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Four standout precious metals mining stocks. Investor interest in mining stocks is rising as gold mining companies catch up with the precious metals value. Stabilizing mining costs and record-high gold prices have created a ripe environment for these stocks. Anticipation of a Federal Reserve rate cut, fueled by lower-than-expected inflation data, could boost both gold and mining stocks. With global demand for gold and other precious metals steadfast due to their historical allure and status as a safe haven, now could be a prime time to consider investing in solid gold and other precious metal mining stocks. First Nordic Metals Corp., in a joint venture with Agnico Eagle Mines Limited, stands out in the junior mining sector with its promising portfolio, particularly the Barsele Gold Project in Sweden. The company has a robust foundation with an NI 43-101 indicated resource of 324,000 ounces of gold and an inferred resource of 2.1 million ounces. The ongoing 2024 diamond drilling program at Barsele marks a crucial phase in First Nordic's exploration activities, aiming to test high-potential targets and expand the main resource area. Financially well-positioned, First Nordic Metals Corp. recently raised $2.7 million through warrant and option exercises, strengthening its cash position and supporting aggressive exploration and development plans. New scientific studies reveal drastically low numbers of giant sequoia seedlings in some areas burned by megafires. New scientific studies announced by the Giant Sequoia Lands Coalition revealed drastically low numbers of giant sequoia seedlings in areas burned by recent megafires. Up to 20% of the world's mature giant sequoias have been killed since 2015, with a majority perishing in wildfires from 2020 and 2021. Without intervention, some groves may face long-term or permanent loss. The U.S. Geological Survey's research shows that recent fires have been more severe than historical norms, impacting seed trees and new seedlings. Climate conditions post-fire, including high temperatures and severe drought, further threaten seedling survival. The Giant Sequoia Lands Coalition continues to support restoration efforts based on scientific research to ensure the preservation of these iconic trees.
Intrepid Metals Corp. reports final drill results from Coral Copper Property. Intrepid Metals Corp. CEO Ken Brophy shared the final results from the initial drill program at the company's Coral Copper Property in Arizona. The final three holes revealed high-grade intercepts within the Ringo Zone, part of a 3.5-kilometer trend of copper-gold-silver-zinc mineralization. Drilling intercepted extensive mineralization across the trend, with significant results including 112.95 meters of 1.50% copper, 0.53 grams per ton gold, and 8.22 grams per ton silver in hole CC24023. The new geological data will target porphyry copper-gold sources and extend high-grade polymetallic domains. Brophy expressed optimism about the potential for expansion and further exploration at the Coral Copper property.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.